Broncos go on the road again to face the Detroit Lions in prime time again, joined by News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan. Dave, they've had 10 days to look at two games worth of tape. The talk this week has still been and will be until they get it really sorted out the way they wanted to, get this run game cranking the way they want to see it to open up everything else. What steps have you seen? What could the next step be in Detroit?
Well, I think the key thing, what you said, is they're going to do it until they get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison, the entire offensive crew, they are all in on the running game. That's the way I think they believe you build this thing. And so they're not going to run away from it after two games. I think when you look at Detroit, they've had a lot of problems the first 2 weeks stopping the run. They're giving up over 145 yards per game on the ground. So this might be an opportunity for the Broncos to really get that running game going. Now, I know they're playing on the road. They're playing a team that has a home game finally in week number three, and a team that's looking for their first win. So Detroit is a dangerous team in that regard. And yet I think when it's all said and done and we talk after the game, I'd be very, very surprised if we don't see some improvement in the running game in that Detroit game.
On the other side, considering the takeaways this Broncos defense has forced and how much of an impact they've had 2 weeks so far this season, at what point can you say, okay, these guys are good, they're going to help hold this team up as the offense figures out the way it wants to going forward? How many weeks does it take, or do you see it already?
Oh, I see it already. It didn't take me more than about one game. And I know that, you know, the offense and the defense are different. The offense sometimes, as we talked about, a little bit like the stock market. They're up, they're down, they can be inconsistent. The defense, if it's a really good defense,
yeah.
I think a couple of characteristics, no matter what team it is. One, they tackle well. And
yeah.
So far the Broncos have been very good tackling. Two, they take the ball away from an opponent. If you look at three red zone takeaways by this team, that's a phenomenal amount. In fact, it matches the amount that the Broncos had last year in an entire 16-game schedule. So they've been lights out, and they're going to have to continue to play that way. And frankly, I see no reason they won't.
Last one, X factor for the Lions to make sure the Broncos can get back here and go 3-0.
Well, I think one, you can't give them opportunities early to feel great about themselves, aka turn the ball over. You don't want to turn the ball over and let Detroit give an easy score. You got to make sure that you win the special teams battle, which I feel like the Broncos do, that they can do that. But to get on this team early and send a message that, I mean, anytime, I don't care if you're a professional team or a peewee team, when you lose two games in a row and you haven't won a game this year, there's a little bit of doubt in your mind. And what the Broncos want to do is have that doubt creep back into the minds of the Lions early in that game.
Yeah, hopefully the Broncos can finish September undefeated. It'd be a great start of the season,
yeah.
Considering the schedule we've been looking at since April. As always, if you cannot catch the game, you can hear Dave call it with Ed McCaffrey on News Radio 850 KOA. Broncos on Sunday Night Football, kickoff 6:30 Mountain Time. For Dave, I'm Chris.